Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. Today, we're going to be continuing with hashtag Justice for Haley, the series. And I want to thank you all for liking and listening and sharing and doing your hashtag Justice for Haley's for Haley and all the posts and everything. But I'm going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to continue with the jailhouse visits, I guess you would, for lack of a better term. In Patreon and Convicts, you get to see all the videos and the interaction. One screen, it has Brooks. In the other screen, it has Stella and Miss Barbara. I want to go back to the previous ones that you already heard. And the first thing I want to say is don't mistake Miss Barbara and Stella's kindness as a sign of weakness, or don't mistake it for they actually think that Haley killed herself, because they don't. Okay. I want you to understand, again, I think they should win the Academy Award for sitting there looking him in the face and over and over and over again, pumping him for information. And he doesn't know. Okay. And at the end of the conversation is, I love you and bye and all that. Remember when the cops came to their house and told them that Haley was dead from the gunshot, they both said from that point and never changed their beliefs that they knew Brooks murdered Haley. Okay. So I'm going to touch on, I'm going to play some from the last episode, do a little bit different. I'm going to play some audio and I'm going to stop and I want to talk about it real quick. And then I'm going to play the next jailhouse interview or whatever visit. And then next week, we're going to do the same thing. Okay. And so, I have proof this motherfucker is lying about what happened that day. Not just in the moments of when she was murdered, but all during that day, what they did and didn't do. Right? And it's going to come in. I'll explain everything to you after these jailhouse interviews. So let me start with this one, okay? And this is Miss Barbara and Stella picking up the phone, and on the other screen, you can see Brooks picking up the phone.
Hey, how are you? Okay, how are you?
I'm okay.
What's going on?
I got transferred from the infirmary to a medical dorm, and I'm just sitting here waiting till March 3rd. I have a court date then.
Okay. We had her service on Tuesday. There were tons of people there. Everybody was there.
That's good.
It was hard.
Yeah.
Y'all, he's shaking his head. And he's like, that's good. That's good.
Did she get buried or
cremated?
Okay.
And I guarantee he's asking that question. He's thinking, thank God there's no more evidence for of her body, right?
She's at the house now, so it's hard.
Remember any signs of her showing that she would have done this?
I mean, there were like a couple of times where we got into an argument where like she would try to pick up the shotgun or something like that, and I would like grab it away from her and be like, what are you doing? Like, stop. And she'd be like, I don't want to do this. And I was like, I know, but we just can't argue and we gotta like figure this out verbally. You can't just jump to conclusions
the day that it happened.
Y'all remember he told the cops in the initial interview that she, you know, never touched a shotgun basically. And Stella is again not being so nice. She's pressing the questions, which she should have been, but he doesn't know. And he had no tears. You know, hey, we had the funeral service for your fiance, No tears.
Ben, you don't remember. Can you stop grasping? You don't remember anything happening?
No, not really, no. Just, I'm sorry I couldn't hear that.
You don't remember her being upset or, like, there wasn't any...
I mean, I think I remember, like, just the typical, like, argument that we would get into every once in a while where we stay up a little bit too late and we argue, and then by the next day we're, you know, making up and being like, I'm sorry, I got out of line, like, I shouldn't have said that.
No emotion.
It was just like one of those typical arguments that we usually just sleep off.
And he never mentioned the arguments before.
I don't even remember what it was about. It was just out of nowhere.
And what, I mean, was it a shotgun? Was it a shotgun?
Yeah, that's the only one I have.
I'm gonna fast forward through this part, y'all.
Have that one anymore. I mean, earlier that day, like, she seemed so happy on Christmas. Like, earlier that day, was there, like, what did y'all do? Like, did she, I don't, like, I just don't understand
We just sat at the house and talked and watched videos and smoked a little bit and drank and just talked. Basically what we do when she had her off days. She was complaining, like, I don't want to have to go back to work tomorrow. You know, I hate Steven, this and that. And it was just normal conversation all day.
Lie. Wasn't even there, y'all. I'm going to prove it to you.
Like, I mean, I hadn't seen any signs or any... She seemed so happy and so excited about getting a car and so excited about traveling this year and so excited about, you know, being able to get a different job. And she just seemed so excited. Like, I don't understand.
I know. I don't know. What keeps going through my head is, like, maybe if I had just not gone into the bedroom and just stayed in the living room and just, like, given her a hug or something, or said I was sorry and, like, I didn't mean it or something like that.
And now he's alluding to an argument again.
The outcome.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't even know, because I talked to her that morning and she seemed fine. You know, we texted every day and she seemed fine, and she was, you know, she said, I had a great day yesterday. It was a great Christmas, and, like, she had so much fun. And so I didn't really worry about, you know, getting in touch with her later or anything. And I texted her when I woke up on the couch and didn't hear back from her. And
he's sitting there just rocking back and forth, y'all, not crying. I'm watching.
I don't know either. There's really no... There was no warning that she would do that. Like, the whole day was completely normal. Everything was normal. We just hung out.
Bullshit.
I was sitting there asking her, like, if she could help me with my Andretti's thing, because I wanted to transfer from being a chef.
I'm fast forward to that part, y'all.
And everything, and she never...
Like, when y'all were arguing, did she say anything, or did you say anything that maybe, like, I don't know, like...
We had discussed, like, the past few times we've been in arguments, we were, like, this whole arguing and yelling and this and that, like, this is not healthy, this is not good, so if we can't stop this permanently, then maybe we should probably not be together, so...
Okay, pause it real quick, y'all. I believe he's telling the truth there, but I believe that came from Haley. All right, remember Haley was getting her car. Haley had kicked him out of the apartment earlier that night around 8:30, and she was murdered around 10. And remember, the neighbor sees him outside. He's like, oh, no, she kicked me out, and et cetera. So I think he's telling the truth about that part, but the truth according to Haley.
Maybe it was the thought that, like, we were going to split up or something, that upset her so much or something. I don't know.
That made you kill her.
There was, like, no one else there that could have done it, or y'all didn't talk to anyone that you knew that, like...
No.
Like, again, that's a lie. I'm going to prove it to you.
I don't know the exact time because I wasn't looking at the clock, but I'm pretty sure it was like 2 in the morning. So okay. Even Mazda would.
2 in the morning, y'all. You know it happened at 10 o'clock. All right. The first big argument where the apartment manager goes over is at 8:30. And 10 o'clock is when he goes downstairs screaming and hollering. And they're going to talk about his best friend, Mazda. And he was like, no, Mazda wouldn't have been there. He was working or we wouldn't have seen him that day. Bullshit.
Have been there because he works like he works from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. He doesn't have time to sit around with us.
Stella.
I know. She was such a sweet person.
Especially a day after Christmas. It doesn't make sense.
I know.
Especially so happy the day before.
I know. It doesn't make sense to me either. It just feels like a big nightmare. I've been writing to her every day.
Y'all, I'm going to fast forward to the part where Miss Barbara talks about writing to her, and he says, oh, I've been writing to her and writing to God, and maybe she could come to me a dream and all that. I'm skipping through that. So, y'all, I want you to hear this part. I'm kind of fast forwarding because you've already heard this, but I want you to hear this part. He is acutely aware that law enforcement is recording this conversation. Listen to this. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/audio.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. They do record these things.
You're right. So he's not as dumb as he looks. All right, y'all. Then they go on to talk about the shotgun and, you know, Stella didn't remember seeing it or what have you, right? And then Miss Barbara asked, well, you know, he says, well, I only had birdshot in it and she would have had to, I kept it for home safety, whatever the fuck. And Miss Barbara asked, would birdshot do that? And he was like, yeah, if it was close range. But listen to this now.
See, that's what I, like, because when I came around the corner and I saw her right there, nothing was, like, immediately wrong, you know, because her face was going, she was facing the door.
See, yeah, how clearly he remembers it now?
So I came up from behind her, and everything looked fine.
Okay, I'm calling bullshit on that. The one thing I haven't shared with y'all is the autopsy photographs. I mean, I just can't do it. But I'm going to tell you about one picture, and this is going to be hard for the family to hear. Haley's entire back of her head was gone. Okay? I'm talking about opened up where you could see the skull inside. It's gone. And so there's no way in hell that he walked up on her, but it just didn't happen. Face down, and, you know, he couldn't see the shotgun, he says later on in it, et cetera, and that he can't see that she has a gigantic hole in the back of her head. There's no way. And I'm not going to share that picture because it's too graphic, but I'm going to talk about it for a second. There's no, as is the biggest void that you can imagine a person having in the back of their head. Now he's saying, oh, and remember now, his memory is so clear now. He's saying, I just walked up and looked down on her and didn't think anything was wrong. All right, listen.
There wasn't like any damage or anything, you know?
Bullshit.
So that's when I rolled her over and I saw something was completely not right.
Yeah.
Because her eye was puffy.
Was she alive then?
No, I rolled her over and I like kind of shook a little bit, and she wasn't responding, and her pupils were real small, and you know how they're usually now like dinner plates, right? So that's when I started shaking her real hard, and
he remembers all this clearly.
Responding, she wasn't breathing or anything, and I picked her up and I put her on my lap.
She wasn't
and
breathing.
I held her head against like my chest, and her head didn't feel like, you know, the way it should have.
Because and, it wasn't there.
Yeah, she was gone.
Yeah, but remember, when he went downstairs. And he told the neighbor, I think she said, my girlfriend had a seizure. Okay. Now he's saying, oh, her head was wrong. Her eyes were puffed out. Da, 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 da. It's no longer a seizure, is it? Everything changes because he's a fucking liar.
No.
Before that day seemed happy. Did she at least seem like she was happy before she went? Like she was.
Yeah, we had a really great day on Christmas.
Liar.
We went and saw my mom and.
All right, y'all. Now he's gonna go back to the day of, right, and he says, you know, she had maybe 15 shots or whatever. Started drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning. Just listen to this, and I'm gonna prove he's full of shit.
I don't understand either. I think it was probably. Emotions mixed with alcohol and just a horrible split second decision
that she made.
How much did she drink?
If I had to put it into shots, I would say somewhere around, well, all day, I'd say probably like 15.
And that's over the whole day?
Yeah, over the whole day, starting at around, I'd say like 11, maybe 10 or 11.
In the morning?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I think that's about the time she texted me, I don't know, so.
Listen to this, y'all.
I just don't know, like, I don't know what, I can't figure this out, like, I just cannot, for the life of me, like, figure out what happened between a day and how I could have known what to do more or whatever, but I don't know.
I know. I feel the same way. I wish I could have done something different, just something that would have changed it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
So that's the gun you saw, like, sitting on the floor next to her. Did you see the gun she used?
No, but then again, I didn't really, like, I didn't just, once I saw her, that was all I was worried about. I wasn't like, well, you know, let me look around. I was just like, baby, what's wrong? Baby, hello, what's wrong?
Yeah, he's saying baby, well, hello, what's wrong? But earlier, you just heard him say he knew when he turned her over that she was dead and her head didn't feel right. And I'm going to stop. I just wanted to touch on some of those points. I think Miss Barbara and Stella are just amazing testimonies to strength that they go in there and have, can keep straight faces. You get Patreon convicts, you get to see the videos talking to this guy. And we're going to present you exactly what happened that day, but I want you to hear these next two conversations first. All right. He's full of shit and he's lies. And again, this next conversation, you've heard the previous two now. This next conversation I'm going to play for you is him in jail and him lying again. So I'm going to play that for y'all now and listen very closely to what he does and doesn't say.
Hello?
Hey. Oh.
Hey.
Hey. I'm sorry I didn't know you were on yet.
No, it's okay.
So how are you?
I'm getting by. How are you guys?
I can't eat, can't sleep, I don't know.
Yeah, just about the same for me.
Yeah. So when are you getting out?
I have no idea. I have a court date for March 3rd, but that's for less than an ounce of marijuana. And I guess they're going to give me a second court date once I go to that one.
I don't... Stella couldn't come. She had to work today, and she hasn't been sleeping either, so.
Yeah, I understand. It's okay.
Yeah. And we were going to call your mom. We forgot the number, and I don't know if I can even get her stuff yet. I'm just so, it's just hard.
Yeah, I know. I can give you the number again later if you want me to.
Yeah. It might take me a week or two to build up to that.
Yeah.
So did she leave a note or anything?
I don't know. I wasn't able to, even look around, when I saw her, I just went straight to her. And then the knock at the door came, and that was the fire department. And I went outside with them. And so I didn't have time to like look. I think they still have the apartment like on lockdown or something.
Okay. Do you know when they'll unlock it? I mean...
No, I haven't really gotten any word on anything. I've been able to talk to my mom a couple times, and she said that the detective said that he had my phone and that he would try to get my wallet here so that I could put money on my phone account.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to even live without her. I don't know what to do, and I can't, you know, the police don't tell me shit, and so I don't know. Like, I don't know if she left a note. I don't know if she, I don't know. And you don't, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that the only thing that's been keeping my head above water is I've been reading, my Bible, and I've been writing her a lot of notes, and I've been praying for you guys, and I've been praying for her. That's pretty much all that's been keeping me sane.
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't wrap my head around it, and I can't be at peace with any God that would take my kid away from me because She deserved to live if anybody did, you know?
I know. I completely agree with that.
I just wish I mean, she seemed so happy the day before. I didn't, you know, like a lot of times, you know how I worry about her mm-hmm. and call her and stuff, but she was so happy the day before. I didn't even worry about y'all because I just thought everything was good.
Yeah. Yeah, she was real happy and everything. Even my mom had a good time with her. I had a good time. I mean, you could not tell me that on Christmas Day any of this was going to transpire. You could not have told me. I would have never believed it. I still can't believe it.
Like, I mean, did she give any clues that day? Was there anything that seemed off, or she seemed upset, or she seemed, I don't know.
I know that we were going to be behind on rent, which is stressful, obviously, but
yeah,
you know, that had happened once before and we were pretty stressed about it, but we figured it out nonetheless. So,
I know, but I mean, she knew that y'all could live with me. She knew, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I know. Everything seemed just about normal. Like, you know, she was sarcastic about, you know, like, oh, what are we going to do? Like, just run off to the middle of the woods. And I was, you know, obviously I was like, yeah, we should. Like, why not? We're already screwed on our credit and everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were pretty much just joking around all day.
So there was no, like, clue.
It wasn't like, you know, she was laying in the bed depressed all day or anything like that. Like, we were both standing up in the kitchen, you know, taking shots and smoking a little bit and watching TV. We're not watching TV because our Wi-Fi got cut off, but watching our phones, you know, just talking about, like, everything under the sun like we usually do. Everything seemed pretty normal.
I mean, I just don't, like, it's just not Haley. Like, that's just, she wouldn't, I don't understand.
I know. The only thing I remember is just, like, talking with her, drinking, laughing. Then we had, like, a conversation that wasn't humorous, but it wasn't an argument. And we talked for, like, 2 hours. You know, it was probably just about bills and the apartment and family and stuff like that. She was really happy that my mom wasn't, like, mad at her. So we talked about that for a while. It just doesn't make any sense to me either.
I know
she was fine the day before. I can't remember exactly all of the stuff we talked about. And I don't even think we got into an argument like that. If we did, it was something stupid, something non-important.
Yeah, but I mean, when we were worried about Stella, mm-hmm. you know, like, we talked about suicide and how, you know, how
it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Well, just how much it hurts the people that are left, and she said, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would never expect her to.
I know.
I don't know. It's just so messed up. I have no idea why this is even happening.
I don't either, but I don't know how to live. Like, I don't, you know, we just had the best day and we had the best time, you know, shopping. And, she was even, you know, she would, had kind of gotten to where she started joking about having kids sometimes. And,
yeah, I know. We talked about that like almost every day.
Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand either. We talked about having little kids every day. We picked out names. If it was a boy, we were going to name him Wyatt. And then if it was a girl, we were going to name her Josephine.
And I just don't understand why she would do this. Like, she was... Haley was the best person I know.
Yeah, hands down. She was always there for anybody who needed her. Whether they wanted it or not, she was supportive and sweet.
And I just can't, like, I can't wrap my head around her last minutes and, like, why this happened. Like, I don't understand. And
I have no idea.
I miss her, and I talk to her every night, and I try to get her to, like, just let me know she's okay or something, and it's just nothing.
I do the same thing every night. I send out a really long prayer. I pray for you, and I pray for Stella, and I pray for her. And after I do my prayer, I send up a little note. Basically, I just say, hey, Haley, I don't know if you're listening right now, but I love you, and I hope you're doing okay. And I'm sure you're flying around in heaven right now in your white robes and everything. And I can't wait to come up and meet you again. I pretty much just kind of pray to her.
I'm just torn. Half of me wants to go be with her, and half of me wants to stay with Stella. And I know Stella needs me, so I can't go. But it is. All I can do.
It's terrible.
I just don't, like, I don't know. Did she say anything after? I mean, was she alive after?
Mm-mm. No. I didn't hear any, like, super loud noise, which I know I should have, but I think that might just be my brain trying to block it. But as soon as I rounded the corner, I saw her, and I picked her up and put her on my lap, and she wasn't alive.
How long did it take for the paramedics to get there?
It seemed almost like I had her in my lap. It seemed like they were there almost in seconds, but I'm not exactly sure how long it really took.
Did they try to do CPR or save her?
When I opened the door, I was like, help, help, help. She's right here. Like, help me. And then they brought me outside. So I don't know. I think they possibly did. I'm not sure if that's protocol or not. I wasn't in the apartment for any of it.
So you said it was a shotgun?
That's what they told me, yeah.
How would she even do that?
I don't know. I guess Well, it's not that long of one, you know. You kind of just hold it by the frame.
God, like, that's just... I mean, I just can't even imagine her doing that. She knows, like, we talked about it. Like, she knows how hard that would be for everybody. And I mean,
I know. I don't know. I think maybe, and I mean, it why was... didn't,
you know, like, why wouldn't she just take pills or something? Like, I don't.
I have no idea. I taught her how to use it, but that was only for if someone broke in while I wasn't there. And I told her, always treat it like it's a loaded gun. Never point it at anybody. Always keep your finger off the trigger. And she was real good about it. The only time she ever, like, threatened to do anything like that to herself was once when we were living at my mom's house. Well, twice when we were living at my mom's house. We got into an argument, and she was like, if you ever leave me, like, I'll, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, Bean, like, calm down. Don't say that, because you're not going to do it. And then she would calm down and be like, I know I'm not going to do it, but, like, I just get so frustrated, and I love you, and I don't want you to leave. And I know that we get into these arguments and stuff, and we would always talk it out afterwards. I guess the only thing that I could think of is she was too drunk and acted quickly and rash. That's the only thing I could even think of.
Was she really drunk?
Well, I mean, yeah, we'd been, it was kind of like a celebration in the beginning because we were happy my mom was, you know, not mad at her, and we were happy we all had a good Christmas and everything. So we started drinking, you know, pretty early in the day. And I would say we had, between the both of us, about a bottle's worth.
Like, I told her that y'all needed to stop drinking. Like, I told her so many times.
I know. My mom told me and her so many times, too. And we did stop for a while. We weren't drinking whiskey or anything like that. We would just have, like, a few White Claws a day. And when she turned 21, we made a deal that if we started drinking heavy whiskey again, that we would cut back. But we didn't cut back because the deal was if we would started drinking like we were drinking before, which is about half of a handle a day, and got into arguments like we used to, then we would cut the whiskey out and then just drink White Claws or, you know, some Guinness or something like that. Nothing strong. And that was like the first, I guess, time that we drank that much again.
So, I mean, had y'all been arguing like before?
Earlier in the day, no. Earlier in the day was very calm. It's so weird because I remember standing in the kitchen and pouring us drinks, and it was daylight outside. And then for some reason, my memory wants to pick up later in the evening. I have no idea why, but.
So you just don't remember, like, part of it?
Yeah, I don't remember, like, part of the day. I remember standing there. It was daylight outside. We're joking around, laughing. She's showing me like these little TikToks and stuff. And usually when we drink, about seven shots is when we would like start having real deep conversations about just pretty much anything and everything.
But you would remember if y'all were arguing, right?
Yeah, I think I would, yeah. I know the detective said the neighbors heard something. I don't think he said it was arguing, but I think he said that they heard something. I just can't remember what. Because he wasn't giving me any information. He was trying to see if I was going to give him information. But I didn't have any to give. So I'm kind of sitting there like a deer in the headlights at this table, freaked the fuck out because I just saw like the most horrible thing. And he's asking me all these questions and I'm asking him questions. I'm like, well, tell me what's going on at least. And he's like, why don't you tell me what's going on?
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like the part that you don't remember, y'all, like if you were arguing, you would remember that, right?
Yeah. I remember pretty much all of our arguments that we ever had, and they were all stupid.
In the last like couple of weeks before, were y'all arguing a lot or?
No, that's what I was saying is we had made a deal that we were gonna cut out the whole arguing thing because we did get into some yelling matches before. And one time the cops came to the apartment and they were like, why is all this screaming going on? And they took Haley outside and they talked to me inside. And I was like, look, it's just, we're both financially strapped right now and we're freaking out about everything. And she was outside being like, yeah, I lose my temper sometimes, but that's it. Like, we need to get more money. We need to not yell at each other. It's just a relationship stress. You know how it is. And the cops were like, yeah, I understand. And that's the night that I just went and slept in my truck. Mm-hmm. But that was like two and a half, three months ago.
You hadn't really been arguing since then?
No, because we made a deal that if we did that again, then we probably weren't healthy, you know? So we said, if we do that again, either we're going to take a break to where I move back to my mom's house or she to yours and try and figure it out. But we had been doing really good. We weren't arguing at all. And even if we did start like getting a little uppity at each other, like, you know, if I said something stupid about like an ex-girlfriend, like I brought up like, oh, you know, that's crazy. I did go to that place with so-and-so. I could see that she would get like angry and I'd be like, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to upset you and it's my fault. Like, I won't do it again, stuff like that. So we had been really good about diffusing.
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, I don't know. I can't. I've tried and tried and tried and tried to go back and see if I saw any signs or any. And I mean, I just can't think of anything. Like, I can't think of anything that scared me or made me, you know, I mean, I worried about her walking sometimes.
Yeah, that scared me too. That's why. I don't know if you noticed, but for months she was using my truck. I just said, screw it, you take my truck. And then if I have to go to work, you can drive me to work and then drive yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was letting her drive that thing around all over the place because I was not okay with her walking. anything that like hindered her safety was a big concern.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, I don't see, like, you know, I just want to go back and think, well, God, is there something I could have seen or something I could have done or something I could have known? Or, and like, there's not one sign, not one, because, you know, I learned all the things to look for with Stella. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, like, there's, you know, Haley was making plans. She was talking about what, you know, what we were going to do this year. Mm-hmm. She was talking about, you know, excited about getting her car, and I never got her car.
No.
And I had joked with her. I just couldn't wait to see her driving around in her car with her coffee and her sunglasses on.
Yeah. I know. It's not fair.
And I don't know how to live. Like, I don't know how to do this without her. I texted her all the time. I know I drove her crazy, but like, I just text her stupid stuff all the time just to check in. And I don't know how to do this without her.
I know. She was like your best friend too.
She was definitely my best friend. And that's what I mean. I just can't make my brain understand like this, because I knew her.
And I can't understand it either. It doesn't make any sense. I keep praying for God to come to me in a dream, or for her to come to me in a dream and tell me everything that I can't remember. Or at least just tell me why.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep trying. I'm talking to trees. I'm talking to birds. I'm just like hoping that she's somewhere listening.
Well, you guys still have the kitty cat, right?
Yeah.
Maybe just try to pet her on the head or something. Maybe that'll help. Because I know one thing for sure is Haley loved the hell out of that cat.
Yeah. Yeah. She's starting to get along with Stella's cat now.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would have never figured that.
Yeah, she loves on Stella. She lets me pet her sometimes.
That's good.
Sometimes she hisses at me.
I was scared that she ran out of the apartment when all those people were in there or something. So I'm glad that she's with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, How did you know we had her?
My mom said that Johnny Sinclair called the animal shelter. I don't know what the abbreviation is, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
We only have 29 seconds left.
Oh, okay. I'll try. You know, we'll try to come back in a couple of days or something and see you. I don't know what to do.
Just try to get some rest. And I don't know. I've just been praying.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Y'all, we're going to start next week with me playing it back and telling you exactly how full of shit he is. Okay. Please continue to like and share and tag everything hashtag justice for Haley. I'm telling this in chronological order. I'm letting him hang himself. And if I was the detective working the case, I would have done the same thing. I would have let Stella and Miss Barbara go in hoping this idiot would do exactly what he did, give him more and more evidence to disprove that he's lying. Now, so we'll pick it up next week. And I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for liking, listening, sharing. Hashtag Justice for Haley. Please continue to do it. It helps us gain the momentum keep the momentum we need to bring this home and get justice for Haley. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. Until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.